Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering My Lady Jane, Episode 2, Wild Thing. And also, by the way, Episode 1 was called Who Will Be Next in Line. I did not say it at the time.
Yeah, because, I don't know, and part of what's funny about Wild Thing, we noticed that the titles to the episodes on demand is different from on Netflix. It's like, what the hell?
It was Wild Beast, spelled B-E-E-S-T.
And not Wild Thing, which of course is the song.
Which makes way more sense.
It does. It's like really stupid. I don't really understand.
There's another one that's like Bluebird is Dude, D-O-O-D.
Like, I don't know. Did AI do that?
It makes no sense. And so we're just going to assume, and also mom's sick. But she was sick in the last episode, but she hit it well, I thought.
I was doing pretty well, and now I'm not.
I might die. Things could happen.
No, mom, stop. In any case, we are covering Lady Jane, episode 2. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers, obviously. If you've not seen this show, we're spoiling the show for you.
We're also spoiling history.
The horror. No, we're not. No, we're not. There's no such thing as spoiling history.
That's ridiculous. Point,
no, it's been hundreds of years. We are also having something to drink. What are we having to drink, Natalie?
We're having Coppola Prosecco.
We are having Coppola Prosecco. We had used the same glasses, which are our Game of Thrones. I drink it on new things glasses.
It's from a similar era.
It's also got succession issues involved. Game of Thrones. This is a Game of Thrones in its own right, although it's not nearly as
good.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it. It's not nearly as good.
I'm realistic about how the quality of this. I just enjoy it. So, I mean, just let me enjoy it.
We will let you enjoy it. And I enjoy it. And like I said, it's fluffy.
It's fun fluff that you don't have to really care about or pay attention to unless you're making notes for a podcast. And so,
which makes it so much harder.
It makes it harder to watch all of the men.
The women
are gorgeous, by the way.
The costumes are gorgeous.
But like every single woman in the show is absolutely drop dead gorgeous.
They are. And you know, I think we mentioned Edward was talking about, I'm not attracted to women. And the woman that his dog turns into is just gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, people.
If you're not attracted to that woman, yeah, you're gay. You're gay, sweetie. You're gay. And that's okay with us.
It's
but like,
okay.
That's just proof you're gay.
Exactly. All right.
She's fully naked in front of him. It's like, yeah, no, you're gay, dude. It's fine.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get into the episode. Episode 2, Wild Thing.
Somebody's heart is singing.
Yeah.
We actually are not drunk, it's sad.
It's a rat. Also, I would like to say, whenever I think of Wild Thing, even the song, like
you make my heart sing.
Yes. But when I think of the song, I think of the Red Nose Day Game of Thrones special with Kit Harington singing Wild Lang to his now wife, Rose Leslie.
Yeah, that's true.
And her just like eating the shit out of it. Yeah. I love it so much. It's so good. Anyway, Wild Thing. The wedding is delayed because of the fake affliction that Jane just did. Jane is now strapped to a table by the crazy royal doctor who leeches people, and he wants to bleed her.
Yes.
And she does not want that, so she gives in and pretends she's healed. She's like, Mom, no, I'm healed. The royal doctor's
I'm good
so
now.
Good at his job. Yeah, no, I'm healed. And she's like, I thought you would be. And so
moving on.
Jane and Guilford get married. It's an awkward reception. They both are drinking so that they don't have to think about what they just did.
Yep.
Her mother basically tells her to get Jane to get over herself and just get through the marriage. You've done what you need to do. Now just get through it and make sure nothing goes awry. And Lord Dudley kind of does the same thing for Guilford of just like, yeah, well, you know where to aim, dude. So just like get it done. Yeah. And so Stan Dudley, who is Guilford's older brother or younger brother. I don't know.
The asshole from earlier.
The asshole from earlier.
Is clearly attracted.
And to... Frances, Jane's mother, hit it off, unfortunately. And so then Jane and Guilford are exchanging more jabs. There's a funny one where she's like giving him withering looks and he's just like, ooh, another withering look. Consider me withered. And they're just going back and forth. It's really cute. Dudley then gives a tone deaf speech about having a pure verity union. Verity meaning they aren't Ethian and they are just normal people.
Right.
Not that being Ethian. I don't know why I'm trying to defend Ethianism. It's not like it exists. But for the sake of the analogy
of the show,
it's not a bad thing to be Ethian. Honestly, it sounds pretty damn cool.
Anyway, I'd like to change into something.
A cat.
I kind of like to be something that's more predator than prey, though. I mean,
it depends on what era you're living in. If it was back then, yes. If it's now, cat. In my opinion, I could be a tiger. That could be fun. Or cheetah. I want to be fast. I'm not fast.
That's really fun.
Anyway, Bess gives this Elizabeth, whose nickname is Bess. Bess gives a speech on Edward's behalf since he like had a coughing fit in the ceremony
and left.
And she's like, there's a jab made by a jester about, oh, he's coughing into his coffin and stuff like that. And she's just like, that's treason. Uh-huh. And she's like, he's safe and healthy. And the narrator's like, he is neither safe nor healthy. And he's fucked, really.
Because they're trying to poison him some more. And
yeah, Seymour and Mary are.
Yeah, Seymour and Mary are. Mary is trying to have him drink wine. And he's like, no, I'm good. So he finally dismisses Seymour, Mary, and his other attendant, and the dog has stashed food under the bed
that's not poisoned for sure.
Not poisoned. And so he eats, he's like, I'm starving. And they have this discussion about, hey, I've got to, the girl who has been sent by great grandmother, she's like, look,
Petunia,
like, whatever you do, I've got to be able to take you back to your grandmother. We then go back to the honeymoon. The reception, excuse me. And there's discussion about the bedding ceremony. The youngest sister
the middle sister is really into it. And we're not, Margaret just starts to chant for the couple to kiss. And then Stan, like, as soon as he hears Margaret go, kiss! He goes, kiss! He immediately jumps in. It's so funny.
It is funny.
And Guilford pulls Jane into a dip, but doesn't kiss her. He's like, as if.
Yeah. Which, of course, very modern, but it's very funny.
It's in very context. Funny.
She's like, oh my God, you're embarrassing me.
Well, Catherine, the middle sister, finds the Duke of Norfolk's liaison handsome, like his like attendant who brought Jane a gift for her wedding or whatever. And she's like, oh, he's hot. And he is.
Yeah.
Jane catches an Ethian cat guy.
Trying to steal their wedding gifts.
Yeah. And she stops him. And then Guilford comes in and is like, hey, you're trying to steal our wedding gifts? And she's like, yeah, so that I can get out of this fucking marriage. And
and then they breathe on each other's
throat. Yeah. And she's like, well, I plan on leaving you because you're a rake. And the only reason I didn't. Oh, did we mention that another reason why they got married was to prevent Catherine, the middle sister, from getting married to the
ancient
uncle.
Doke. Yeah, the ancient Duke.
Ancient Doke.
I don't feel good.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make fun of you. Anyway, so yeah, that's another reason why. And she's like, I don't want my sister to be married to a guy that looks like a forgotten chamber. Not looks. smells like a forgotten chamber pot. And he's like, well, do I smell like a forgotten chamber pot? She's like, I haven't smelled you.
I haven't smelled you.
And then the narrator's like, not the best comeback, but okay.
Yeah, we're going with that. Sure.
So the bedding ceremony starts to Tainted Love, a cover of Tainted Love. I fucking love that song.
Tainted Love is a great song.
I love that song. It's one of my favorite 80s songs. I love it so much.
I have so many favorite 80s songs.
I know you do.
And the fact that you know it makes me happy.
Well, I love Tainted Love. Yeah. Soft Cell?
Yeah.
I didn't remember the... it was playing at a party I went to near Halloween, and I had completely forgotten that it was by Soft Cell, and I thought it was a completely different song for a second because someone said Soft Cell. I was like, oh, then it can't be this. I was completely completely wrong. Anyway, I will never forget now. Lord Dudley tells Guilford he has to consummate. A sheet is pulled over them and they show their feet rubbing together to make the crowd go away.
Yeah, like, okay, that's enough sex.
Yeah, that means you're having sex for sure.
I mean, you're thrown in with like pajamas on. It's like, no, I don't think so, but whatever.
Whatever. Guilford is trying to tell Jane something but wimps out, and he's like, well, have you ever been in a position where you have to do something but you really don't want to? And she's like, yeah. Like this marriage, yeah. You know.
And so she jumps out of bed, she's like, I'm gonna go spend the night by myself, but she locked herself in the closet.
She throws wine on him, and then he goes to throw it on her, but she dodges out of the way and goes, ha, missed. Like, okay. It's so childish. Okay. I actually love it. It's funny in context. Anyway, so Jane's mother, Frances, and Stan are having sex, and she notices the state of disrepair that the castle's in, and figures out that Lord Dudley is broke, which is one of the only reasons why she made Jane marry Guilford.
Well, she also doesn't let him finish, but then gives him head so he'll tell her more.
Yeah, she gives him a blowjob so that he will give her more details on the espionage. And you know what? Good on her.
Whatever.
Whatever it takes, sweetie. Anyway, she seems to have the situation well in hand. Literally. Yeah. So Seymour and Mary talk about how once she ascends the throne, she can slay her. What she wants to do is slay all the Athians. And at the same time as she's saying that, it's like, well, when you take over the throne, and she says to slay all the Athians, he says, we can get married. And they're basically completely different pages.
Yeah.
And she also takes, like, Seymour gives her a promise ring, essentially, and is like, I promise to get married to you. This is essentially an engagement ring. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, no, I want this other ring that my father, King Henry, gave to you.
Yeah.
An eye ring.
Yeah, right. And then she wants to wear it on a chain. She's like, it'll be like a promise ring, but it's also like, my father is giving us blessings.
And then she tongues the ring. It's very weird. She's a freak.
Kinky and
fucking kinky.
Fucked up. This woman is fucked up.
And Seymour fucking loves it. So yes, I mean, whatever. It's whatever you're into, baby.
Whoa.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Anyway, a maid lets Jane out of the closet, and she tells her that, oh yeah, Guilford keeps a bed near the stables so that he can leave as soon as whenever he wants to. And she's like, okay, fine. And so she goes to the stables,
and he's having a shower.
Essentially, yeah, it's a bucket, but yeah, it's a shower. And we see some Guilford ass, and it is quite the sight to see.
We see some Guilford torso. I mean, Guilford torso.
You wish.
His torso, you see a
His
lot.
Abs, damn.
Yeah, you see a lot.
We see a lot, but not everything. No. The sun, he starts freaking out that Jane's there because he sees the sun rising, and he's like, oh, fuck.
We gotta go.
And then the sun rises, and he turns into a horse.
And she's like, what?
And he can't change at will. He only changes at night.
His dad gets
a reverse Shrek.
Right. So Lord Dudley comes in and explains, hey, yeah, he can't change back. We don't know why. It's a thing. And then he also says, you can't tell anybody and you can't get out of this marriage because the punishment for a marriage to an Athian
is death.
Is death.
Even so if she didn't know going into it, she's just fucked.
Right. So then we see the king go undercover to a marketplace because he's trying to figure out who is poisoning him.
He loves calling people peasants. It's very funny.
He's been very sheltered. So he sees how some of the Athians are treated. There's an herbalist there, and his dog companion, female, changes into a dog, goes and finds poison that she's selling. And the herbalist admits to the king, she doesn't know he's the king, that she has sold poison to a guy with a ring like an eyeball, which we all know is Seymour at this point.
Yes. Also, there's another element to it where before he gets to the herbalist, he sees
the king.
Yes. Before the king sees the herbalist, he also sees an Athian being dragged away by, like, roughed up and being dragged.
Sorry.
And being dragged away by the guards.
How Athians are treated, yes.
I'm so sorry. But also, it's another element that I didn't mention in the last episode about how he thinks that the Ethians are being rounded up and just taken back to the woods where they've been exiled to, but he doesn't know about all the death that's happening and how the Ethians are being very mistreated.
Very sheltered.
Very, very sheltered, man. So sorry, I didn't mean to reiterate something.
It's Go ahead. So
Jane is fuming.
Sends a note to Jane, Edward does, sends a note to Jane hidden in the hilt of a dagger, and sends it like it's a wedding gift. So Jane opens that up, and she has all of them, and like, Edward's gonna fix this. So she sees the note, and the note is like, meet in our secret place. And she's like, yay. So she goes and meets him, thinking he's gonna like let her out of the marriage, but he starts asking her about poisons, specifically Tefana, which is the poison that he has been used on him. And she's like, oh yeah, that's fatal. Even in like, small doses, it'll just kill you slowly. And he's like, oh.
But he also doesn't accept her help when she's like, well, maybe I should stay and help your, like he says, oh, what if I had a friend who did this? She's like, well, maybe I should stay and help your friend. And it's just like, okay, well, she's offering help. Why aren't you accepting
that?
She's
offering help to get out of her marriage. Obviously, and they start arguing about it. And he tells her, look, you just don't know everything that's going on, which is true, but he doesn't either. So he,
goes to court
and he announces that he believes he's being poisoned. Lord Dudley says that realizes like, oh, things are going to shit. And then he goes to his other son, Stan, and says, look, you need to go safeguard the will of the king about the succession, because if you don't, bad things are going to happen. We're gonna get fucked. I mean, he just already sees like the writing on the wall. Jane sends and is being forced to go on her honeymoon. So they pack up to go on the honeymoon with Guilford the horse behind them. They stop because she says she needs to go piss in the woods. She sends the servants to piss in the woods. And her intention is to take her wedding gifts and run away, I guess. She's still really stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. This is a really stupid plan.
A very
genuinely stupid plan. It is. It's a genuinely stupid
plan.
And while it's going on, some guy runs up trying to steal the wedding gifts, and she opens up the trunk because she realizes that the only other option is being raped. She opens up the trunk, and it's full of books. It is not full of presents. And she's kind of like, hey. And she starts throwing books at the guy.
Defense.
Yeah, defense. It works. And the guy runs away and turns into a goat as he's running away.
Mm-hmm.
But she's interested by the titles of the books, which all have to do with being Ethian. And they have beastly titles in different languages. And she's like, I am intrigued. Why would Guilford have done this?
Interesting.
Yes.
So Stan meets with Francis and tells her that the will is missing, and he doesn't want to tell his father because his father will get very, very mad at
him. And he's like, what does it mean? And she says, we're fucked.
Yeah, we are fucked. And Seymour tells Edward that Dudley poisoned him, and Mary starts to beat Dudley up. And they take him away to the Tower of London, take Dudley away to the Tower of London.
At that point, Edward collapses.
Edward has a coughing fit, and he sees the ring on Mary's necklace before she drugs him and is moved to the North Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh fuck, I know who's trying to kill me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. And so then we go back over to Jane. Jane asks Guilford, it's now night. Jane asks Guilford the man about the books, and he says that he wants her to try to cure him. And she says, well,
married me for my brain? She's again intrigued, but
at the same time, like, yeah, I don't really want to be in this. So she's like, well, hey, if I cure you, I want a divorce. And he's like, fine.
He's also like, how very modern of you.
Yeah, very current.
And then they say goodnight while breathing on each other.
Yeah, well, they decide to be friends and not worry about marital obligations like sex, where you could potentially have some fun.
Yeah.
But no fun.
No fun in this show.
Edward wakes up in the North Tower and hears Mary and Seymour going to kill him, even though they easily could have done it in his sleep.
They're coming to kill you.
Sorry, not even kick if you can.
No.
He seems, and when they, by the time they barge into the room, he's gone, and it seems like he's fallen out of the window, and his cloak is in the moat.
And so Mary starts giggling.
So he's dead.
He's dead. She's yep. So excited.
Bumbling villains. I actually like bumbling villains when they're fun.
Yes, and they are kind of fun in this.
Like, they are fun. Good. Like, literally, when they come into the room, like, they're looking all around this four-poster bed. Like, she goes under, and then Seymour immediately jumps up and, like, almost crawls to the top of the four-poster and is just like, Your Highness, we're trying to help you.
Really, we're trying to help That's you.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's cute.
Oh my god, they're still keeping up their ruse for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, it's really very funny.
And you literally drugged the man. Like, he knows yeah. your trouble.
Right, and so you see his cloak floating in the moat outside, but kings, and that's the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 cliffhanger. Dun, dun, dun. So, what were your best parts of this episode?
The sexual tension. Breathing. But here's the thing. Looking back, in this, I should probably say this in a Bridgerton related episode, but I mm-hmm. have reconsidered, and I don't think season 3 is all that great.
Is there a Bridgerton?
Yeah.
It's not.
Season 1 is better. And
season 1 is the best season.
Honestly, season 2 in some ways is also better.
Better than season 3? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
When you think about it. So I think I've been really hard on season 2 because, this is
fucks up the Kate and Nancy
It does thing. Fuck up the Kate Nancy thing, but the tension built up is there and it's mm-hmm. great. They just do it way too long.
Mm-hmm.
But this show does the tension well. And not to say that Kate and Nancy didn't, they had amazing sexual tension, but it's doing that similar thing, but there's an actual reason for it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, I still don't want to be in this marriage and you're giving me an out. So I don't want to be attracted to you right now, actually, and consummate to get, because I would rather have an annulment than a divorce, but we're going to have a divorce. And that's the end of that. The twist is fun. The reverse Shrek is fun.
That's cute.
The arrangement is funny. It's going to put them in awkward situations, obviously. And it's funny to me. The sets and the costumes, of course, are gorgeous. And that's what I've got.
Yeah, I didn't write down as much. I didn't have as many favorite parts. I do love the soundtrack, obviously.
Oh, yeah, the songs as well.
The songs are quite good. I like Edward and the dog, their relationship.
Oh, they're funny.
They're very cute. I like Guilford better than Jane a lot.
Oh, yeah, well, you're supposed Jane. To. I mean, like, actually, you're supposed to like Jane quite a bit. But I
don't.
Guilford.
I don't. She's kind of meh to me. I mean, she's pretty, but... She's pretty and she does the girl power. She makes that not as annoying as it might be.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It could be worse, but that's really it that I wrote for best parts. What were your worst parts?
Jane's mother and Stan are weird.
Oh, yeah. I actually find it funny.
That is really funny. Let me take that off, actually.
It's very funny.
It's actually very funny. And I like that she has the upper hand the entire fucking time.
It is funny.
And he's just like, well, I didn't finish. And it's just like, well, it's more... Save her later, I guess. And yeah. Mary and Seymour.
Yeah, they're creepy.
They're weird.
Kinky
and
creepy.
She also doesn't wash her feet, which is weird. And so, this is a plot point brought up. It's not a plot point, but it's brought up in conversation with them. Because he's in a bath and he's completely naked. And she's on her bed and we just see the bottoms of her feet. And it's just disgusting. But,
fair.
Obviously it's not the actress, it's obviously the character, but it's just so gross. And then they're really weird. They get weirder, but it's a worst part, but it's also kind of funny because they're such bumbling people that she thinks that she's all that and she's just like, I'll take care of it, I've got a plan. And then she ends up drugging her cousin, and then instead of killing him in that moment, she waits until like hours later when he's come to try in a locked door in between
so she can
them,
monologue at him
so that she can monologue at him and then kill him. Like, it's like, what
That's
is
ridiculous.
The point,
That's
girl
ridiculous.
You could have been doing more doses, like higher doses of this poison this entire time. You
For
could
sure.
have done, and like, you could have, like, if you were going to poison him, you could have poisoned him all the way at one time and then just blame it on Dudley, like you do in the end. Like, huh? What is this plan? It's so dumb.
Anyways, so is that it?
Yeah.
So I had Mary and Seymour, obviously. There's like weirdness going on. There's general goofiness in this episode that I kind of find, like, some of it's funny, but some of it like goes a little too far. Like we talked about with Francis and Stan. I mean, it's just
kind of, it's weird, but it's funny.
Yeah. Jane being in denial gets on my last fucking nerve.
About her feelings for Gilbert?
Yes.
Well,
And it goes on for far too long, in my opinion. But we are going to talk about that some more because that's going to come up again. What grade did you give this episode?
It's either a B or B plus. In some ways, I feel like it's better than the last episode because they ramp up the sexual tension a bit.
It's still a B to me.
But yeah, I mean,
I want it to be a B plus, but it's not. And some part of me is like so disappointed by the fact that it's not better than it is that I kind of want to put it as a B minus, but I don't think that's fair either. So
I'll give it a B plus because I think it's better than the last episode. And I want to note that in some way.
I will give it a B.
Okay.
But we have a lot more My Lady Jane to cover because there are six more episodes.
Yeah, but I was about to say we're about a quarter of the way through.
Yeah, we have a lot to go. We are actually kind of enjoying it because it's fun. We hope that you join us. And
cheers.